the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow.
We're celebrating Jesse Lynn's birthday.
Gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump and Joe Biden take shots at each other, campaigning in states seen as close calls on Election Day. The president campaigning in Wisconsin.
There's just something wrong with Joe. He's off. Okay, he's off.
Biden at a CNN town hall in Pennsylvania says Americans have lost freedoms during the coronavirus outbreak, like seeing a sick parent in the hospital, because the president did not act. He says about a nationwide mask mandate.
I would like to see the governors enforce mask wearing, period. I can do that on federal property. As president, I will do that.
They both campaign in Minnesota today.
Screw you!
coronavirus case numbers are rising in Europe.
The death rate, at least, is much lower than it was during the peak last spring. But still, the World Health Organization is saying that this spike in cases is really a wake-up call, and more lockdowns in Europe and the UK are being talked about.
Fox's Amy Kellogg in Florence, Italy. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:05.
Wake your butt up!
Today is September 18th, National Cheeseburger Day. It's a day to enjoy the straightforward goodness of simple ground beef and cheese. Especially after you add bacon, jalapenos, caramelized onions, chili, avocados, grilled peppers, lettuce, tomato, and chipotle mayo. Mmm, happy National Cheeseburger Day.
Welcome back.
Hey, how would you like some breakfast? Would you like some breakfast?
What would you like for breakfast?
I could go for a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger?
I don't want a cheeseburger. It's too early for a cheeseburger.
Too early for a cheeseburger? Look, cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Today is National Cheeseburger Day.
What do you have?
Cheeseburger.
Yeah, for breakfast.
Cheeseburger.
Got it.
Happy National Cheeseburger Day.
It's choked on. It is. Lots to talk about today. Lots to celebrate with Jesse Lynn's birthday, but right at the top of the list, let's celebrate the weather.
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Well, we'll start with the good news. There's cooler air coming in for the weekend, comfortable air. Then on the other side of the coin, there's something else in the Gulf of Mexico named Tropical Depression number 22. We'll get the name Wilford later today and will become a hurricane again? In the Gulf, it's going to be Texas's problem, perhaps, but some of the models are not sure and want to move it our way later in the week. We'll see. Well, mostly cloudy today with rain chances not quite zero, but 20% or less. High temperature up to about 84 today. Low tonight in the upper 60s. So, yeah, there could be a stray shower today or tomorrow. Comfortable tomorrow, but the clouds from the tropical depression will keep us you know, in the upper 70s for a high. Low tomorrow night, 61. Wow, that's nice. Sunday's high, 76. Partial sunshine, should be dry. And then nice mornings next week with lows in the 50s on Monday and Tuesday morning. Fall officially begins Tuesday. Right now this morning, calm winds, mostly cloudy skies, 67. I beg your pardon, it's 70 at 6:08.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Whether it's the middle of the night, the middle of a weekend, the middle of a holiday, or maybe the middle of your birthday, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. That's why, Jesse, if you're in a plumbing problems today, plumbing by Luquire is going to...
I want to make sure I call them. I hope I don't have any, though.
I hope you don't either. Especially not on your birthday, but they're ready to go, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call, and that's why they are my go-to plumbers. It's now a no-brainer. There's no doubt about it. And it used to be an issue with me as I went down the Yellow Pages trying to say, no, not them. Oh, no, I had problems with them. Plumbing by Luquire. They're going to pick up the phone and tell you they're on their way. And also, they're going to diagnose the problem, sit down and tell you what it costs, so no surprises on the cost, right? 264-9666. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call. 264-9666. Plumbing by Luke Wire. They're going to take care of you like they take care of me.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Hey, get down, Mexican street dog.
Mexican street dog.
How many rats are allowed up there?
Yeah.
They didn't put any traps in there.
They still haven't caught the beast either, have they?
No, the beast is still at large. Good Operation Eradicate is continuing.
Drinking at Chase's Bowl yesterday.
Yes.
What do you say to a rat that has the audacity to barge into the Rich Thomas Weather Center and drink from Chase's Bowl?
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
That's a rat with chutzpah. However, the rocket scientist was for Jesse. Here she comes.
I'm here.
Because you are celebrating your big 2-5 tomorrow.
Today.
Oh, it is today?
It is today.
Yeah. Why did I think it was tomorrow?
Oh, because yours is going to be on the weekend this coming time, right?
Yeah, because I thought, well, if mine's on a weekend, everybody's birthday.
It's going to be on the weekend. Right?
You know what's funny? So Facebook does a thing that actually alerts people a day prior to your birthday. So I started getting birthday messages yesterday.
Oh, really?
And then so now there's Greg thinking it's going to be tomorrow. So I'm going to have 3 days worth of birthdays. I love it.
My best friend Jeff is also his birthday today.
Hey,
born happy in birthday, 69.
Jeff. Well, the reason I picked this particular item for the rocket scientist, some smart people got together. And the news for you is that you have 7 more years.
Oh, boy.
Before you burn out.
Oh, boy.
According to a new study, people are most likely to feel they're burned out when they're 32 years old. Long work hours, trying to do too much, feeling like you always have to be on, not taking enough vacation, and feeling pressure to go above and beyond your job description. Isn't that how you succeed, though, by going above and beyond your job description?
That's how I got here.
Here's a little more information on the topic.
Were you born in 1988? Now you're 32 and burnt out? Still 33 years until retirement and just can't see yourself doing this any longer? Well, I have some words of encouragement for you from your dearly departed grandfather, who reminds you this time isn't to be sitting around puffing on the bong, or buying cocktails for all your buddies, or spending money on tribal tattoos around your bicep. Speaking of money, you are saving some, aren't you? You're 32 now, and in 32 more years, you'll be about to retire. Where will you live? In a spare room or the basement of your son's house? You won't be able to afford a retirement village. Don't picture yourself near any golf course. Oh, now you're motivated. Good for you. Get out there today and make some money. Maybe take on a second job instead of playing video games and fantasy football leagues. Grandpa will be proud of you. You burnout.
I was 32 when I went to rehab. And after that, man, it was like a whole new world. That's when life really started.
I just remember the 30s as the best decade of all.
Me too.
20s are nice because your body's younger, but I mean you're a little unsure of things. And
think about how dangerous you could have been in your 20s if you knew what you know.
Oh
today.
My God!
I know.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Well, you're smart. You probably already know what we know.
So.
Well, if I don't, I listen and learn from you now. So you know that's the key. Is a lot of people don't want to listen, and. You know, I've learned a heck of a lot more by listening sometimes rather than just doing it.
Well, I just get so, of course I did it too, but when people say, oh, I'm turning 30 tomorrow, you know, that's awful. No, it isn't.
Mm-mm.
No, it isn't.
No. Y'all had to excuse me. My sinuses are still giving me a little issue this morning, so.
Hi, Jay.
Morning.
Did you have your cheeseburger yet?
I did.
Cheeseburger.
That's cheeseburger day.
Let me tell you, those baby kosher deal pickles, too, are delicious, by the way.
Thank you.
I could just bring the whole jar of beer and eat those.
Feel free. yeah, have at it. I sliced them because I didn't have hamburger dills at home, and how can I have cheeseburgers with no pickles.
Yeah.
So I made my own slices today.
But just know that I bought a new jar down. It's in the fridge.
No fingers were harmed in the process. It's like those pickles. A major achievement for someone like me who is rather.
Oh yeah, you were having a bad morning there for a little while.
Yes.
But we're not having a bad morning now because you know why? We're all together. It's my birthday, and it's Friday. Can't get any better than that.
No, that's all good. No, I actually. Rich helped me pull out of my funk this morning because he did such a beautiful picture of the cheeseburger, which I just put on Facebook, and it'll probably get like 5,000 likes. At 6:15, we got your local news, and then we'll be back. Getting ready for TV.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency is working around the clock to clear damage from Hurricane Sally. EMA officials say they responded to more than 100 calls of downed trees. They say six homes were damaged by falling trees across the county. Governor Kay Ivey will visit some of the areas hit hardest by Hurricane Sally today. Governor Kay Ivey will do a helicopter flyover of the damage in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and Fort Morgan before meeting with local officials. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 128,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. Health officials say more than 2,200 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are now below 750. At least 61,000 people have now recovered from the virus. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Horton Wholesale in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their wholesale floor operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 262-0920 for more information. Horton Wholesale, 262-0920.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I can't eat, can't sleep. All I do is think about you.
I am so flattered. This is Jesse Lynn. I'm digging it. Big time.
Hold on, what's this feeling? That's my heart you're stealing. That's okay. I don't want it back. What's this chemistry? Such intensity. Good emotions getting through. It's your sweet love. I'm feeling I can't.
Emotions getting good. It's your
That's my favorite tune.
Thank you.
And I put it on Facebook this morning. Aww. So you can see the many looks and faces, the emotions on Jesse's face as you go through the tune. Was there somebody in particular that inspired that?
You know, so that actually was not a song that I have written. That was when I actually pulled from catalog when I was getting ready to cut tracks for this EP. And we pulled a total of 3 songs from catalog, and the other 3 I was a co-writer on. So Pat, which is Earlene Mandrell's husband, sent me about 60 to 80 songs to choose from catalog, and I narrowed it down to about 10. And that one was by far, like, when it first started, I knew that was automatically in. I didn't even listen to the rest of the song. And, you know, it was funny. I didn't realize that the song had previously been released about 25, 30 years ago and was actually on the Billboard charts and Music Row. So when we brought it back again, a lot of the disc jocks remembered it. And we're like, well, we're excited to see the song back, and it's actually back on the charts. So
it's great.
It's an awesome tune. It's one of those I wish I had written because it's so catchy.
Oh, it is good.
It really is. 6:21 is the time. We'll be doing our hit with Alabama News Rising here in just a moment. Let's take, are they going to break now?
Not yet,
okay. That'll give me time, so we're about 39 minutes away from Chad Sasser sticking the key in the door at Lewis Lawn and opening up for business. They're open 7 to 5 Monday through Friday with great product lines. No matter what type of outdoor maintenance equipment you need, anything from a large tractor-style mower to the big zero turns from Echo and Exmark and Toro, down to the individual pushes by Toro. Got a Toro mower in its 12th year of service currently, and a self-propelled Toro that's in its 5th year and still going strong. Great product line. The one that's really been selling like crazy this year is the Ego. They finally advanced battery technologies to where you can edge your lawn. You can mow your entire lawn with an Ego product that's battery charged. Just keep it on the station when you're ready to use it. Detach, hit the on button, and you're good to go. No running back for, you know, halfway through a project to get it recharged. Great products, and everything you buy there not only comes with a warranty, which you would expect, but you bring it back there for service or repair when needed. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, next to Walter Craig. Again, open at 7 o'clock, and their number is 244-9191 at Lewis Lawn.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have no accidents into us to pass along to you this morning so far. Just a little congestion East South Boulevard at Troy Highway. And on the West Boulevard at I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. No issues there. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated if anything happens. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they're all at Reinhardt and Prattville. Stop by and check out their great selection, Reinhardt Prattville. They're on Cobbs Ford Road. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
We begin the countdown. Cue our hit on CBS. CBS 8 and ABC 32. And today's...
I missed you guys yesterday.
Did you?
I did. But I will unguiltily say that I slept in till about 7:30 yesterday.
Unguiltily?
Yeah, I came up with a word all by myself.
I'm pretty good at inventing words.
We've been using Operation Eradicate.
Eradicate, yep.
Yes.
I think that the one that I saw outside is in your office from that picture that you showed me.
I think he finds it very cozy in the weather office. I try to keep fresh water in there now.
Uh-huh. Poor Chase. He's being... being bombarded.
There's a big trap in there now, and I mean the real deal trap.
Trap, yeah. That one, right?
Yep.
Adventurous foods will be our topic.
Adventurous foods.
Yeah.
Ooh. Anchovies is not one for me.
No, little fishies. Is that what they are?
Yeah, the little... Yeah. They're okay, but they're not the greatest.
But so they put them on Pete's people usually say everything except the anchovies.
Yeah. Whoever thought about to put that on a pizza has just had it's had an interesting taste bud, I guess. It's kind of weird. But it's all good.
Back to you, Jay.
Just,
you right?
Oh.
Waiting on the cue. I never got the thumbs up, by the way.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, I think. Well, maybe they did.
No, I never heard it.
I didn't either.
I didn't either.
What? I hear nuts.
Your day the right way with Rising.
Well, most people would agree that something like alligator meat is a crazy food to try, but what are the most adventurous everyday foods you can find in grocery stores? A survey in the UK asked 2,000 people this. Want to check in with our friends at News Talk 93.1 for more on this. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Alligator meat, huh?
It's good.
I was going to make that because today is Jesse Lynn's birthday.
Happy birthday, Jesse Lynn.
I couldn't find a gator walking around that I could
do. Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's birthday.
There were plenty of gators washed up on the beach.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard about that. And I was down there a week ago today eating oysters, and that's number one on the list here.
Yeah, oysters.
Yeah.
I like oysters. I like them on the char-grilled side, though. I like mine, that nice hot shell where they're sizzling with the cheese.
You don't do the raw oysters thing.
I can't make myself do the raw.
Yeah,
I don't.
A lot of people have problems
with
that.
Looks like somebody sneezed in an ashtray.
Oh, thanks.
That's what my mom said. It looks like a big old, you know what.
You had 36 in one sitting. I love them.
Hey, what did Wiley bring us last week?
Herring.
Last week was herring and cream sauce, and then yesterday, gefilte fish.
I think I'm going to...
Okay, I might have been glad that I was out yesterday morning.
Oh, it's in a jar downstairs.
How would you like that for your birthday?
No, I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
So you have the oysters. I like calamari's okay.
Calamari's good.
But anchovies, why not just go out and lick the pavement? No. It's so salty. It's just horrible.
I was saying, though, that calamari can be so good, but as good as it can be, when it's bad, it is really bad.
Quick story about calamari. We were down at the beach one time as a kid, and we're sitting down, and man, my mom and them had ordered calamari. Well, as a kid, I didn't know what that was, and I'm sitting here eating it, and I'm like, oh, this is delicious. This is great. And Dad told me what it was. I stopped eating it right then, but I have come back to like it.
I got to tell you a hot sauce story. I was on TV and we were at the Holiday Market downtown, and the name of the product is Scorned Woman. And they wanted the producer told me in my ear that they wanted me to try it, and I said sure. So somebody gave me a spoonful. Well, you're only supposed to have a couple of drops. So I didn't know, and I put it in my mouth, and I about passed out. About passed out on TV.
I don't understand. Blue cheese to me is like lumpy bad breath. You know, why would you put that on?
Well, our viewers are not going to eat any of these foods now with Greg's descriptions of
Greg's
them.
Licking the pavement.
So I have a hot sauce story that you all need to try if you have not. Right. You need to get you some Orville Redenbacher light butter popcorn, and it's called the Smart Pop Package, and get you a bottle of Texas Pete's hot sauce and dip your popcorn in it. I guarantee you. If you don't love it, I will buy you dinner.
Football season coming up, maybe.
All right, well, Jesse, we need to set a date for that because I don't like popcorn and I don't like hot sauce.
No, you got to try it all together.
He doesn't like popcorn.
What? Darn.
The tofu thing, again, you know, somebody... I have a vegan friend that I work with in Florida. And one year, he just bugged me, but you got to try tofurkey for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
It tasted like he pulled the padding out of the studio chair and covered it in sauce. It was
another
awful.
Lovely description.
That's
Greg,
my...
you should really go into poetry. I mean,
creative writing.
This is impressive. All these comparisons that just pulled out of nowhere this morning.
We got three more. Let's get to them. How about eggplants?
Call me Mr. Metaphor.
But it's National Cheeseburger Day, and we had a great one this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
We celebrated that in style, didn't we, gang?
Yep. Yes. I now need a cupcake from Josetti's, and I'll be all right.
All right. Good deal.
There's a key lime pie for you in the fridge.
Oh, okay, even better. Too. I'm good. I don't need the cupcake. I'm good.
Yep, that's your birthday.
And a full can of whipped cream, too.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
As far as the rest of this stuff,
you guys do not play around.
No, we do not.
Olives are good in a Thanksgiving relish dish once a year. That's fine.
But if they're not pitted, oh my God, have you ever bitten into one?
Yes. What's the point? I mean, who was the knucklehead that said, here's a good idea, let's eat this thing with a rock in the middle of it? And this is before they had, you know, modern dentistry.
Hey.
He's in a great mood today.
You guys have discovered a new segment that you guys can do every morning, Greg's food description. Yes. It will light up the airwaves for sure. Have a great Friday.
All right. Call me Mr. Metaphor.
Have a nice weekend.
That's right. We will see you guys on Monday. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Well, that was fun.
That was very fun.
I don't know about the popcorn and the hot sauce, though.
Okay, I didn't know about it either when I first tried it. When somebody told me that, I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? You're going to ruin a perfectly good popcorn kernel with hot sauce.
I can't believe that Andrew doesn't like popcorn.
I know.
Who doesn't like popcorn?
Who doesn't like popcorn?
Well, I mean, I grew
Most
to...
teenagers love it.
I grew to dislike it after working in
the theater. You were in the business.
You probably know secrets about movie theater popcorn that nobody...
I mean, I don't know what they do now. Back then, you know, at night, we put them all in garbage bags, tied them up, and put them in the back. So that in the morning, we turn the warmers on and put the popcorn right back in there so it would warm up. Just for all the people who were coming to first showing... And we, you know, were like, well, we're still pot because we were going to get fresh, but.
But that's like people who work in a sausage factory. They'll never eat sausage, right?
Yeah. Now that I don't work there anymore, and it's been years and decades since I've worked there, I'm fine with eating popcorn now.
Fresh popcorn.
Yeah, of course. Although I don't like it getting all so
buttery.
It's no, just the cleanup of your teeth because everything gets stuck in there.
I know. That's
buttered popcorn with peanut M&Ms mixed in.
Best.
That's a tossed salad of joy.
Another metaphor.
Tossed salad of joy.
That's your healthy advice for the day, folks. Yeah.
6:32. We have the timeline coming up next and today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This is an important message for all current and former Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts of America has declared bankruptcy. If you were sexually abused in scouting, you could receive compensation, but you must file a claim by November 16, 2020.
You may file a sexual abuse claim regardless of your current age or the year the sexual abuse occurred.
Visit officialbsaclaims.com or call 1-866-907-2721.
Paid for by the Boy Scouts of America.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's the matter, Sam? Why all the gloom?
Oh, I just got a load of bad news. The big boss was here, and he gave me a month to put this station on paying basis. Well, we're through.
Say, Sam,
How long have you been in the radio racket?
About 4 years. Things haven't been going so good lately. Rotten programs and very bad announcers.
Your worries are over. You're looking at the best radio announcer that ever pushed a verb through a microphone.
Who dat?
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
55% off camcorder video transfers at Dan Black Studios with the timeline for September the 18th. Jesse Lynn's birthday. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
262nd day of the year, 104 days are remaining. Well, I guess I'll hold this first paragraph up until our birthday girl gets here. This is National Cheeseburger Day. You've already heard that. It's also Air Force Birthday Day. It's National Respect Day, and I get no respect. 1793, President George Washington lays the cornerstone of the U.S. Capitol building. The building would take nearly a century to complete as architects came and went, and the British set fire to it during the Civil War. 1851, first edition of the New York Times is published. How much do you think it cost to buy the New York Times back in 1851?
A penny.
2 cents. 2 cents.
New York, everything is twice the price.
I know. Overpriced. 1927, the Columbia Phonograph Broadcasting System, later known as CBS, debuts with a network of 16 radio stations. 1927. Now our song of the day, Songs of Summer Series, 1964. Several groups have covered this song, written by the founder of Motown Records, Berry Gordy, but nobody did it better than Beatles. What a flair. Give me money. That's what I want. Beatles on your timeline. Jesse Lynn's birthday, too.
The best things in life are free, but you can keep them for the best and these. Now give me money.
What I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Your loving gives me a thrill, but your loving don't pay my bills. Now give me money.
Did you know Berry Gordy wrote that?
I knew of him. I never met him.
Yeah.
Even though I did work in Detroit.
Yeah. It's just amazing that he wrote that song. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool fact. All right. On this date in 1965, Get Smart, created by Mel Brooks, starring Don Adams, premieres. Boy, some of the writers on that show. Carl Reiner was one of them.
Buck Henry.
Yeah, amazing. 1975, Patricia Hearst is captured by the FBI in San Francisco 19 months after being kidnapped, quote-unquote, by the Symbionese Liberation Army. She was kind of in cahoots with them. Maybe not at the beginning.
Well, yeah, but should she be punished because she was captured and brainwashed and tormented and tortured?
I've never robbed a bank after that. 1976, Play That Funky Music, White Boy. By Wild Cherry.
Yes, sir.
Peaks at number one. But have you played that a couple of times at...
When
you were...
Oh, God.
You know, doing parties for... DJing parties.
Oh, racist song.
I used to play it on disc. 1977.
Epic Records, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it was epic.
Yep.
1977, Voyager 1 takes first photograph of the Earth and Moon together. That's the one that they wrote the Star Trek movie about V'ger.
V'ger.
1978, WKRP in Cincinnati debuts. Still incredibly funny, but when you watch it now, all the musical copyrights ran out, so they had to change the music in the show. When you watch the reruns now,
well, that stinks.
Dateline, Montgomery, Alabama, September 18th, 1995. It's a Monday. A cool start on that morning in Montgomery was 65 degrees. The high that day was 87 back in 95. A couple of showers, 13 hundredths of an inch at the airport. Baby girl at Baptist Hospital born. Happy birthday, Jesse Lynn.
Woohoo! Thank you.
President of the United States is Bill Clinton.
Oh, geez. I thought that you could have left that part out.
A movie I've never heard of is the most viewed movie, Killer, A Journal of Murder, directed by Tim Medcalf. I've never heard of that. Number one book is Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. I never heard of that either. And I've never heard of this. Number one song, Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio.
You've never heard that?
No.
I think you probably have.
Jeez. Was it a country song?
No.
Number one on TV, Lonesome Dove.
If he were to play it, you'd probably recognize it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's in the Coolio Greatest Hits album?
Probably. I mean, it is pretty much his only. I mean, he's probably got another one, but that's his biggest hit.
Anyway, so that's what happened on your birthday.
Oh, thank you.
On this date in 2005, Paul McCartney takes a fall during his concert in Tampa. 2009, the 72-year run of the soap opera The Guiding Light ends its final episode. My mom used to watch The Guiding Light.
If G-U-I-D-O is Guido, why isn't G-U-I-D the Guiding Light?
The Guiding Light. I love it. They used to do those shows live.
Oh, yeah.
The part of Chase Scott is being played today by Chase. Celebrity birthdays. Let's see. Robert Blake. Tony Beretta. He's 87 today.
You know, I didn't know if he was dead or alive, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Robert Blake. And didn't he used to have the...
The cockatoo.
Cockatoo on his shoulder there. Jimmy Rogers is a country singer who's also 87.
Wow.
Frankie Avalon.
He's got to be close to 80.
He is 80 today. You're amazing. Frankie Avalon. He was kind of like in all those
beach movies. Does this mean I get to tell the
movies?
Lame-ass story on his birthday?
Yeah.
And how he wanted to hire me to come out to Vegas. And
that's right. I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
Lance Armstrong, cheater, is 49.
Nutless.
Actor James Marsden is 47 today. Patrick Schwarzenegger is 27. Football in 8 days, Halloween in 46 days, Thanksgiving in 89 days, and Christmas is now 98 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, at 6:42. Keeping Trashy coming up, and a special country music segment with Jesse, because the awards were last night, right?
And what a amazing event, just as far as the awards, history, records broke. I mean, it's crazy.
And I will have a preview of this year's Emmys.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
You got a point there, my friend. You really do. Yesterday afternoon, I don't know. Remember I told you that the tire pressure in all four of my tires was down like 6 PSI
right.
in each tire. And I hadn't been able to stop at a gas station and pay $3 for one of those ridiculous, for some free air.
Yeah.
What happened to the days when we got air for free?
There's some that still do. There's
really?
I know there's one that I pass on my way home.
Oh.
It still has the free air.
Is it the Liberty right there on
31? The one on 31, yes.
Yep.
The Liberty, yeah.
But guess who saved me? The much beloved and glorious. Here's one of those portable air things.
Oh, yeah?
And he reinflated all my tires during a break.
Nice.
That was very, very kind.
I should have done that because I've got a portable one in my car that actually plugs into a cigarette lighter that you use to do that.
Yeah, it does work, right?
I used it in some of my other vehicles that were less reliable.
Yeah.
It has been a big year at Adams Motorsports because people are finally realizing, you know what? They may close everything again for the flu or the cooties or whatever else is going around. So a lot of people have found the great outdoors to be their haven this year, whether they're finding it on the water with a jet ski or a motorcycle or a Kymco scooter. Terry is making deals. And now with 98 days until Christmas, he has got the layaway program going. And this is something that families have done for many, many years. Buy it now. Get the deal now. Get the super. Lock in the super low interest rate. They'll store it for you at Adams Motorsports, put a big red bow on it, so when you're ready on the big day, you can surprise the gang and make it a Christmas you'll remember for years to come. Visit AdamsMotorsports.com. You can view all the pre-owned inventory there as well and start a credit app, or stop by and see Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass of Ackle. 24/7, AdamsMotorsports.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
There's something out in the Gulf of Mexico again. Tropical Depression number 22 could get the name Wilford, which, by the way, is the last name on the list, later today, and could become a hurricane in the Western Gulf this weekend. The ultimate destination, we don't know yet. Mostly cloudy today. Rain chances not quite zero, 20% or less, with a stray shower possible. High today, 84. Low tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers, I guess they're possible, streaming in from that depression in the Gulf. Comfortable tomorrow with the upper 70s during the daytime. 61 Saturday night is the overnight low. Sunday's high 76 with partial sunshine, and it should be a dry day. And then nice mornings next week. We'll be in the 50s on Monday and Tuesday morning. Fall officially begins on Tuesday. Right now, calm winds, 70 degrees, 645.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
Keep it trashy coming up at 645. Back to the traffic dungeon.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no problems on the interstate this morning. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Seeing a little bit of congestion now on the Northeast Boulevard at 231. A lot of cars inbound this morning from Wetumpka. We're seeing a little bit of inbound traffic on Highway 31 and also Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue into downtown. That's about it. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance is there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Time now for Wing Finger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Birthday.
Yes.
Yeah. Because Wing Finger's is a great place to celebrate your birthday.
Absolutely. I wish I had thought of that myself. Yeah, it's a great place to celebrate Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, too.
Mm-hmm.
From 10:30 to 5. And Wing Fingers, and they're so versatile. They make them fresh every day. Everything is made fresh every day at Wing Fingers, just like in the Baumhauer tradition at his restaurant on the boulevard. It's all fresh. So sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228. And if you are, you will win Wing Fingers for two, salad, sandwich for dipping, however, crinkle-cut fries, gooey fries, a local soda perhaps, homemade lemonade, a beverage, and parking at the RSA headquarters building at 201 Union. Birthday is your Wing Finger winning word today. Keep it trashy coming up next.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victory Land. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784 equals housing lender.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing, and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. And now, save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed and adjustable base, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
In the timeline, Rich mentioned it's National No Respect Day, so we got to honor Roger.
This island is no laughs. I live in New York in the west side, a very bad neighborhood. Just last week, a guy pulled a knife on me. I could see it wasn't a real professional job. There was butter on it. Neighbor, well, the first day I moved in, I asked a cop, I said, how long I worked to the subway? He said, I don't know, so far, no one ever made it. It's getting worse over there. I just put some new sidewalk in front of my building. Remember when I was a kid, I put my handprint in the wet cement? I forgot to do it again. I tell you, it's a weird feeling, put your hand in cement, and you feel another hand. Oh, there's nothing but killings over there. I went out and bought a waterbed. There was a guy at the bottom of it. My apartment, nothing but robberies. They're all over the place. Every time I close a window, I hit somebody's fingers. Yeah, when I was a kid, I once turned to crime, you know. I pulled one job and they caught me. I was so stupid, you know. I picked the guy's pocket in an airplane and made a run for it.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
I got a really amazing story involving Freddie Prinze Sr. and John Travolta, but the ACMs were last night, so let's go to Jesse Lynn for the results.
Yeah, so one of the big things that the internet is absolutely buzzing about was the tie between Carrie Underwood and Thomas Rhett for Entertainer of the Year. So the internet was kind of going off a little bit on the ACM, saying, why can't a hardworking woman actually win it by herself for once versus having a tie? So that's kind of a little interesting tidbit. But then also, Miranda Lambert just won her way into the most award-winningest artist of the ACMs, male or female. She actually just won her 35th ACM trophy. And I'm like, okay, that's nice. And Mickey Guyton, I've mentioned her name before, but she was actually the first solo black female artist to perform her very own material on the ACMs. So pretty exciting. Exciting night.
We mentioned yesterday that Kanye tinkled on his Grammy.
Yeah.
We have a song about that coming up in the next hour.
I missed that.
Right.
It's part of the convoluted introduction to Random Facts, part one.
Then there's Me with the Emmy.
Me with the Emmy.
Rich Thomas and his Emmy outside.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
Yeah. The author of Forrest Gump passed away yesterday. Mm-hmm. Winston Groom, he was 77 years
Alabamian.
Old.
Alabamian.
Forrest, in the book, is 6'6", 242 pounds by the time he's 16. Groom actually thought John Goodman should play Forrest Gump. Just thought I'd mention that in passing. Freddie Prinze Sr., remember him from Chico and the Man?
Oh, sure.
Once tried to kill John Travolta because he was upset that Travolta had taken over his spot on the covers of teen magazines in the 70s, and he was going to do it with a crossbow. This, according to one of Freddie's friends, Jimmy Walker, JJ on Good Times, in an upcoming Showtime show called The Comedy Store. Walker claims that Freddie called him one day and said, we got to kill John Travolta. I'm going to kill this guy. I'm the biggest star on TV. Everybody knows me. I'm the funniest guy. Jimmy couldn't talk him out of it, so they drove to Travolta's apartment, but he wasn't home. Still, Freddie shot three arrows into Travolta's door. Walker says, I'm sure to this day he's thinking, I wonder what happened with those shots fired through my door. Travolta has yet to comment. Freddie Prinze Sr. committed suicide when he was 22 back in 1977. For whatever reason, this is news. Martha Stewart says she's eating 20 CBD gummies a day and is not feeling it.
Huh.
The Emmys are this weekend.
That buzz wore off, huh?
What is she? She's expecting to feel something?
Yes, I don't know. Emmys are this weekend. Jennifer Aniston is nominated for the morning show on Apple TV.
Oh, boy. She did a great job. She was amazing.
But that program, I can't say, Schmidt's Creek, that's up for a bunch of nominations. And Catherine O'Hara, Eugene Levy, they're from SCTV, man. They go back a long way. Anything else on this list that...
I forgot to mention something also. On top of Miranda Lambert being the most winningest artist in ACM history,
yes.
Carrie Underwood is now the most awarded female entertainer of the year, with the ACMs winning it three times.
Three times?
Yep. Forget that.
Otherwise, it'll be interesting to see if the attrition of NFL ratings continues over the weekend or if they kind of flatten out. We'll let you know.
The Browns won last night and in the Battle of Ohio. With the they played Cincinnati.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
The Browns won a game.
Yeah.
What was the score?
It was something like 35-30. I can't remember exactly what the score was.
Yeah, for the NFL to regenerate interest, it's going to take a good storyline, like a team like the Browns that has never won a Super Bowl, never even made the Super Bowl.
New coach.
To get in, that might help them overcome some of the negativity they're getting in the press. Thank you, Chase, for reminding me. It's time to talk about Adams Drugs. Many people have discovered in these uncertain times... waiting in line, long lines, and they're still congested. Box store pharmacies, chain pharmacies, that personal service, that era is over.
Stop.
Adams Drugs, that's the era they founded and continue to this day. Stop. That personal service, a sense of appreciation for your business. This is a local company with 12 locations, all local people, so when you spend your money with Adams Drugs, whether you're getting prescriptions filled, or over-the-counter stuff, or buying something from one of their great gift shops, or a Diet Coke and a peanut butter cup, which is my recommendation for almost anything on a day you're not feeling that particularly chipper, you're going to feel like, wow, I really have a go-to pharmacist here, people that will take time to answer questions, people that will fight to save you every dollar on a copay. They do have a state-of-the-art computer system, so you can transfer your prescriptions, refills, and everything in a matter of just a couple of minutes. So find one at AdamsDrugs.net and give them a try. They work really hard to maintain and keep your business. AdamsDrugs.net. 6:57, traffic, and then Fox News, and random facts, for which there will be not one but two convoluted intros, and then followed by a pop quiz question.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest on the roads. I-65, 85, looking good through downtown Montgomery. We're light to moderate there. Showing a little congestion on the boulevard around I-85 East Boulevard, also in front of Baptist. That's really about it this morning. Everything seems to be moving smoothly. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated if anything happens you need to know about. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota's never been easier. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang?